chapter 2. A long time ago in the country of Sweden, a Swedish preacher and newspaper owner wrote a hymn. He published it as a poem in his paper, and later it's been translated into several different languages, but later it was translated into English, and we just sang the first two verses or stanzas of it, "How Great Thou Art." It's good that we sing these type songs, "Hallelujah, Praise Jehovah, How Great Thou Art." It's good for a number of reasons, but if you look at 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, in the chapter, Peter describes God's people as a building. Christ is the foundation, and we come to Him as living stone. In the process of that, he goes even farther, and he begins to talk about us in very particular ways. He says, "But you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people." Now notice, as God's special people, what's to identify us? He says that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. We have been saved to serve. We've been pardoned to praise. Let me ask you, how often, as you go about your business day to day, do you find yourself thanking God for all that He's done? Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and praising Him for who He is as you take note of all of the various ways He makes Himself known to us. Whether it be a beautiful sunset, when you see one, do you praise God? Whether some majestic mountain range while you're on vacation somewhere, do you find yourself thinking, "Oh God, how great you are"? Or maybe when you stand on a beach somewhere and you look out over a vast ocean, are you struck by, again, the greatness of God? If you look at the lyrics to the song, there, number 76, if you still have your songbook open. "Oh Lord my God, when I an awesome wonder." When was the last time you considered the awesomeness of God as, again, He displays His character in the created order? That's what He talks about. That's what, again, the author of the song had in mind when he said, "When I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art." You know, the Bible teaches again that we have been saved to serve, we've been pardoned to praise. I ask you again, how often do you look around and say, "How great thou art"? Look at Psalm 33, verses 8 and 9 with me for just a moment. Again, when we think about the biblical nature of this song that we're singing, you know, we teach and admonish one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord, Colossians 3:16. In other words, you know, partly what we do when we sing "How Great Thou Art," we're telling one another, we're teaching one another, we're speaking to one another about how great God is. At the same time, although we're speaking and teaching to one another, our voices also ascend up to heaven. As we declare to God, "How great thou art." The Bible speaks of how continually We're to offer the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, Hebrews 13:15. In Psalm 33, the psalmist in the first 7 verses talks about God creating the world. And then in verse 8 and verse 9, particularly verse 8 we might start with, what are the earth and the inhabitants therein to do in light of God's brilliant creation? Fear Him and stand in awe before Him. I think one of the things that's missing in 21st century Christendom and in the church is we've lost our awe of God. How great Thou art. You know, God speaks to us through His creation. And again, we know from verse 9 that's what He has in mind. He spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. God speaks to us every single day. The wind blowing through the beautiful trees. The clouds rolling by. The brightness of the sun. God says, I'm here. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Psalm 19:1. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. God expects us to listen to Him through His creative work. And when we see it for what it is, to say, how great Thou art.
And when I think that God is Son of sparing, send Him to die, I sense Him taken in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, He bled.
If the first 2 stanzas of How Great Thou Art speaks of the creation and what it says to us, what do you suppose the 3rd stanza speaks to? If we're going to alliterate it, we're going to start it with CR. You have stanzas 1 and 2, creation. What do you see in the 3rd stanza? Cross. The cross. I like the expression. The author of the song says when he thinks about what Jesus did on the cross, he says, I scarce can take it in. The Bible says He made peace through the blood of His cross, Colossians 1:20. Had it not been for God sending His only begotten Son into the world to live and die for us, we'd have no hope whatsoever. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, for the wages of sin is death. We'd be in lots of trouble if it were not for God sending Jesus into the world to live, but also to die, to hang on the cross of Calvary. He bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. You know, one of the things that marks spiritual maturity is this. This is important. You want to know if you are growing spiritually. Here's one of the things that you'll see in spiritually mature people again and again. closer you draw to God, the more you grow, the more cognizant you become of your own sinfulness. You know, for some people, the more religious they become, the more cognizant they become of the sins of others. But those who are really growing spiritually, the closer they draw to God, the more they realize how desperately they need what our song so eloquently states. He bled and died to take away my sin. Do we praise God for what Jesus did on the cross? Continually, habitually, routinely. You can't help but praise Him if you understand who you are and who God is and what He's done. God forbid that I should glory or boast save in the cross of Jesus Christ. Galatians 6:17. Why? Because it's the message of the cross. It's God's power to save. 1 Corinthians 1:18. When you think about Jesus dying for you, if you can't or you don't feel compelled to say how great thou art, you might want to inspect your heart. Truly, when we see what God's done in His creation, we see His power and His might, His greatness. But when we think about His plan to save us, the greatness, the majesty, in fact, His wisdom and His prudence is seen in His ability to save us despite our sins. How great thou art, how great thou art.
When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble
finish here. I'm going to ask John to lead the song completely through as we normally would sing it. Then we'll have just a few words at the end and then the invitation song. So John, if you'd lead that fully.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander,
sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
Paul said, I will sing with the spirit and I will sing with the understanding. This morning we focused on a hymn we sing a lot. Beautiful hymn. God's greatness, creation. God's greatness, the cross. What do you think that last stanza might represent? There's a different way, or there are different ways you can do it. Certainly so. Christ shall come, a shout of acclamation, to take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? How about crown or coming? We see the greatness of God and all the things we've mentioned, but the fact that this great God, when Jesus comes again, will impart to us what the Bible refers to as the, excuse me, the crown of righteousness, 2 Timothy 4:8. The crown that fades not away, 1 Peter 5:4. The crown of life, Revelation 2 and verse 10. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Think about it. How can you not praise God? Jesus is coming again to reward the faithful and punish the wicked. And we've given our lives to Him. I'll humbly bow. What does the Bible teach? Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. But every day, as we think of the greatness of God, we ought to bow before it and say, "How great thou art." If you're not a Christian, why not come to the great God that we have sung about and talked about this morning? Coming in faith, repenting of your sin, choosing to confess your belief in Jesus, being buried with Him in baptism. If you choose to do that, you know what all of us will do? We'll praise God. We can help you, won't you come?